Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio, she says. Good evening, everybody. It is March 19th, 2016. This is my third show. I'm going to record. I'm starting to get a little hang of this. This is fun. I enjoy doing radio here. And I try not to describe too much of what I do on these programs. At least I hope I can continue doing that going forward. But tonight I thought script a bit about the whole concept of the power structure. And there may not be too many people who think about a power structure in this world. There may not be too many people who might believe that, but it doesn't matter. I'm going to talk about it now anyway. And the reason I might bring up something like this is because there is actually a power structure out in the world that dictates what we think, do, or say. And we can all look at that. You can, I can. And we can look from the standpoint of that stuff doesn't affect us. But it does. And it does more than we think. It does more than I think. And it's something that we need to begin to start to understand, recognize, and look seriously from our own perspectives as to what our interaction might be with a system that is what the movie The Matrix was all about in the first place. And that's more or less what I'm talking about. There are documented families for thousands of years. You can look this stuff up. And I probably should preface what I'm going to talk about tonight in any of my shows, for that matter. I'm a very non-politically aligned guy. I don't believe in any political party. I'm non-politically correct. I am not going to say things that I want you to hear me say. I don't care what you think about me. I say what I say. My belief is say what you say and mean what you mean, kind of thing. And so I might misspeak. I may use words once in a while that don't necessarily exemplify what I'm talking about. I may say something, I'll try to correct myself as often as I can in the way of correcting things that are largesse or non-literal. So, for example, I might say, oh, well, all the people in the world are stupid. I don't mean all the people in the world are stupid, obviously. Not all people in the world are stupid, but it is a tendency for any of us to make expressions and put wordings in place that aren't necessarily true. So if, again, I say those damn liberals, I don't mean all liberals. If I say those damn conservatives, I don't mean all those conservatives, obviously. I'm making my point, I hope. But anyway, there are power structures in the world that I don't have enough information about to try to talk about them in a tremendously intelligent way, but I know enough to understand that there have been thousands of years where families on this planet have believed in being able to control the planet, control people. It's relatively Satanistic, and I won't get into that whole concept for the time being, but I will at points talk about Satanism. It's a pretty critically important idea to talk about, and I do call it an idea. I don't, as I mentioned, I didn't mention this. I'm not religiously affiliated. So when I talk about things, I don't tend to have any slant. That's what I was saying earlier. I'm not going to talk politically from a Republican standpoint or Democrat, whatever. I'm not going to talk from a religious standpoint and be Christian versus Muslim. I'm not going to speak from that standpoint. I believe my existence at this time on the planet is from that of being a pragmatist. And overall, that's just going to mean in a very general way that I approach life from a standpoint of being very practical about life. If it makes sense, you do it. If it doesn't, you don't do it, whatever it is. And my belief is that should permeate an awful lot of areas of our lives, including our political leaders. I mean, if you can imagine somebody like Nancy Pelosi gets handed, a 2,200-page document of Obamacare, doesn't even read it, and then comes out and she says, oh, we have to pass this to see what's in it. I mean, there's no way you can look at something like that, listen to that, and make any sense of it. They're talking about passing a 2,200-page, probably even larger than that, but it's, say, a 2,200-page document called Obamacare or Affordable Care Act, whatever you want to call it. I forget the stats on how many people in the government, in Congress, the Senate, actually read that. And it was something like one out of, I forget how many people are in the Senate and in Congress total, but one out of hundreds read it. That is not practical. That's not pragmatic. So if there aren't people in Congress, in the House, who have read this, you don't freaking pass it. You don't pass it. But they did anyway. That's very impractical. Anyway, just an example of what I'm talking about. So here we go through thousands and thousands of years of life on this planet. And their families from a long time ago, thousands of years ago, many thousands of years ago. I can't place dates on things I'm talking about, but I do know what I'm talking about. And their families from a long time ago decided they wanted to control the planet. They wanted to basically own the planet, and any people who were on the planet, they wanted those people to be basically their workers, their slaves. And those families include names like Rothschild, Rockefeller, and others. These people are wealthy for example, to the tune of having net worths of something like trillions and trillions of dollars. This is documented. And that's another thing I need to say in these shows is you can believe me, you cannot believe me. But before you attack me for not knowing what I'm talking about, please document what you're about to say to me. Because I read very deeply, researched the Queen of England, for example. It is said that she is worth something like $30 trillion. That she owns something like 30% of the world's landmass. And if you think about it, and I don't remember time frames exactly, but there was a time when I believe Reagan was in office, so this is probably in the 80s, but Britain went to war against, and off the top of my head, I can't think of the Latin American island country that was trying to break away from the control of Britain. And it's easy enough to look up. I'll look it up in a minute here. But the British went and fought this country, and I will look it up, because that country tried to break away from the control of England. And so if you think about what I just said, Britain was at a time incredibly imperialistic. They got their asses kicked. They got pushed back out of a number of countries. The United States presently is very imperialistic. We always have been. And I say we very loosely because I don't necessarily associate myself with, and actually don't associate myself with policy that's being pushed by the U.S. government. There's something very wrong with laws that are being passed presently. You can look at something like the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement that Obama signed recently, that basically takes away all of our wealth, our rights. And this is modern day, folks. This is real. Look up the TPP, Trans-Pacific Partnership. Don't read what Wikipedia says about it. Look at some alternative sites. Look at what might be real. A big part of what we're up against right now is that the mainstream media is controlled by foreign interests. So an example is chemtrails. I believe chemtrails are real. I will talk at length about chemtrails. You can ding me about that. You can argue with me about chemtrails. You can do whatever you want. I know too much about chemtrails to ever accept an argument that they're not real. But anyway, beside the point, if you go on Google and you do a search on chemtrails, you will invariably end up with the first search site that pops up when you do a Google search of chemtrails. It's going to be Wikipedia. And if you read Wikipedia's whole mantra, whatever you want to call it, of chemtrails, they're going to tell you it's fake. They're going to say that I am a conspiracy theorist, which is a very interesting concept, and I will talk at length about my thought about being called a conspiracy theorist. And they will tell you that people like me are nuts, that chemtrails don't exist, and on and on, and ad nauseum. It gets old after a very short amount of time. And but the point being is that Google and Wikipedia and CNN and Fox and MSNBC and all the rest of them, they all have a number of people who work in these places in very high positions who will not allow real information, real news to be given to us. And if you look at a place like Nazi Germany, I can't, again, speak of knowing a tremendous amount about what happened in Nazi Germany during the time of Hitler's reign of the Third Reich, but there's certain things that went on there that have transferred here, and one was control of the media. And there are lots of famous politicians, I say famous, not as in positively famous, but politicians who, leaders of countries and so-called leaders, like Stalin and Hitler and others, who spoke about controlling the media. And if you can control the information that gets to the masses, you can control basically anything. There's a lot more to it than that, but that's been a very basic understanding for a long time. And the average person doesn't think in terms of that because they're, you and I are all involved in this matrix, so to speak, that's been built around us where we have to work jobs and ask, or if our car breaks down, what do I do if I get a flat tire? And while I'm there, do I have health? And oh my God, I didn't get enough work done. I should have done more today. I mean, this whole thing, that's the matrix. And we're stuck in this place. And we're dealing with people top, if that's the way to say it, is that I don't see them as being at the top. And I don't know if you folks can see my logo on the website here, because I turned the pyramid that is on the dollar bill, the $1 bill, I turned it upside down, because the people who are supposedly at the top, as we normally talk about it, to me they're at the bottom. They're pig scum. They're fucking scumbags. And that's how it is. And that's how I view it. And I'm going to get very deeply involved with passion as I go through these talks about this stuff. But anyway, again, this power structure, there are people, again, say the Queen of England, who are said to have trillions, tens of trillions of dollars of wealth and own mega amounts of landmass on this planet. And yet, if you think about what is reported to us, I'm in my 50s. I paid attention to a lot of news throughout my life, a lot of news. In a family that was very, very deeply involved as far as current events and that kind of thing. I remember being a young kid and watching the news under David Brinkley and Walter Cronkite as these massive numbers of body bags and or caskets came back from Vietnam. I remember that. I remember sitting as a kid thinking, what in the fuck is this life about? Why are these kids getting killed? And I used to listen to mom and dad, and I'm not going to go into political affiliations. Actually, one was on one side, one was on the other. So there was an interesting conversation that would always go on relative to Vietnam or any other political association, whether it was JFK's being elected or being assassinated or anything else. And anyway, there's just this place we call the Matrix. Again, you can watch the movie, and it's pretty descriptive of the kinds of things that are going on. I might talk about whatever. And yet, going back a little further, you listen to the media tell us who the wealthiest people on the planet are. Let's exclude Queen of England or the Rothschilds, Rockefellers, these people who are worth trillions of dollars. And who are they going to tell you? Who's the wealthiest guy on the planet? There's a guy in Latin America, don't remember his name, but he's up there. I can't think of his name off the top of my head. But the number one guy you're going to hear about, or two people, is Warren Buffett and Bill Gates. And you're going to hear about that. We always will hear about that, maybe not so much going forward. But we've been told for way too long, for decades, people like Bill Gates and Warren Buffett are the wealthiest people on the planet. Bill Gates is worth something like $75 billion, maybe $80 billion. You get people like Rothschilds and Queen of England and these people who are said to be worth tens of trillions of dollars. So billionaires are fucking nothing compared to trillionaires. Why aren't we told about trillionaires? That's part of what I want to inspire in my talks here, this radio show. I want to open your mind, maybe other people's minds, open my own mind. I'm very open-minded. If I wasn't, I wouldn't do this show. But there are a lot of things that I don't understand about this own matrix, this system I work in, I live in, I suffer from, I prosper from. There are a lot of things I don't get. There are lots and lots of things you don't get. So if there's anything I can do to get you to recognize your own being affected by this shitty fucking matrix, that's what the show is going to be about going forward. It'll make more sense as I talk about more of this stuff. But getting back to the wealthy, we're talking about a power structure in this world. If you have trillions of dollars, you can basically get away with anything you want to. Think about it. Think about the numbers. If you don't understand how numbers work, you've got hundreds of dollars, thousands of dollars, tens of thousands of dollars, hundreds of thousands of dollars, and then it goes to millions of dollars. Then it goes to tens of millions, hundreds of millions of dollars, and then it goes to billions of dollars. Tens of billions, hundreds of billions of dollars, and then it goes to trillions of dollars. We're talking about people. We're being told people like Bill Gates. He's a fucking pissant. He's a fucking pawn. He's a fucking nothing who's been given a shitload of money to keep his mouth shut about what's actually going on around those people above him who have a lot more money. I'll talk about that stuff. Anyway. In other words, Bill Gates is a pissant. People like the Queen of England, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, these are people at the top who have so much fucking money, we can't even conceive what it would be like to have that kind of money. The Queen of England supposedly owns 30% of the world's land. 30%, that's basically a third of the world's land. I live in the U.S. She may, under international rights, own the very property that my fucking feet set foot on when I go to work, where my house is. It's outrageous. And you have catastrophic things, for example, that happen on the planet where there are earthquakes, or there are hurricanes, or there are tornadoes, or blizzards, or droughts, or floodings. And these motherfucking people don't give a fucking penny to anybody who suffers under those situations. That's a very stark thing to think about, to me. I'm sitting back and I'm thinking about being one of them. If I had trillions of dollars and I heard that Haiti just had a major earthquake and that there were 2 million people about to die if somebody didn't help them, I would send, I don't know, $1 billion to Haiti and say, look, give these fucking people food. And that's not what happens. This power structure is sick. They are psychopathic fucking goddamn pigs. And I'm starting to get into a realm where I'm not being politically correct. And I'm not going to be politically correct. I never have been, and I never will be. But that's how I think about this stuff. And as I mentioned, the news is going to tell you Bill Gates, he's the wealthiest guy on the planet. No, he gives $1 million per year to his Bill Gates Foundation to help people get along and help technology students get jobs in the workplace. Yeah, that really fucking helps. I remember being a kid growing up and seeing commercials about the poor, starving kids are about to die in Biafra. I mean, where is Biafra now? I mean, it's all Africa. Those poor people are still dying. Millions, if not billions, of kids have died in these countries, and nobody fucking helps them. Nobody fucking helps them. I can't help them. That commercial comes on and says, "Oh, for only $100 a month, you can help keep Cynthia alive," or whatever. I can't afford that shit. Why? Because this same fucking power structure that's fucking them in the ass is fucking me in the ass too. This power structure at the top, I look at it as they're at the bottom, but they own the banks. See, this is where it's going to start getting interesting. These power people who have the money have spent thousands, if not tens of thousands of years in their families planning on taking over the planet and controlling people. This is known. This is documented. Don't believe me. Don't break my balls and say this guy doesn't know what he's talking about. Look it up. Read about it. I've spent close to 5 years of my life studying as much of this stuff as I can. And I have a pretty good grasp on stuff. I may be off base on names and places and things every once in a while, but it's not going to be very often. It's not going to be very often. So imagine there's six, what, 6, 7 billion people in the world. And say there's collectively, I don't know, say $210 trillion in wealth that exists in these major families at the top, the most powerful people. I don't even like talking, saying they're at the top. They're fucking pigs. They're fucking useless. They don't help anybody. They keep taking and taking, but anyway, that's my being. I guess sultry. But these people could give tremendous amounts of money to those who are struggling in the world. They could be productive. They could help people. And instead, what do we have? We got how many people homeless in the U.S. alone? And those poor fucking people, mostly white men, mind you, and I'm going to talk about the plight of the white man, and you can get pissed off about what I'm going to say, but fuck off. Affirmative action and all kinds of other things, the lack of any social programs for white men has put white men in a very fucked up and difficult situation. And I'll prove that, and I'll talk about it. And you can piss and moan about white privilege and all this horseshit. Fuck you. You don't know what you're talking about. You have no idea what's going on right now, politically, socially, economically. I'll bring my points up, and I don't take calls at this point. If any of you are dialed in and you're hoping to talk to me, at this point, I just don't have control of the show I'm doing. I don't have time or the energy to try to get you on board and have you talk to me. I think that would be a tremendous thing to do, and I will do it in time. I love discourse. I would love to have some of you talk to me and disagree with me and argue with me, whatever. That will happen soon. But I don't have time for that for the time being. It just isn't going to happen. So maybe you need to deal with it as far as what I'm saying. Bring up your points. I believe there's a comment section at the end of my shows where you can bring up comments and that kind of thing. Please do. And if I can interact, I will. Just be good about it. Be real about it. And I do understand that if I get it in any particular area of conversation here, let's say I start talking about JFK's murder or something, assassination, I might say a name wrong or I might not have something correct, and you may feel that you need to interject. I'm going to be pretty damn close on what I'm talking about as far as a synopsis of what's happened in a situation like his JFK's assassination, RFK's assassination, Martin Luther King, any of this stuff, Oklahoma City bombing, any of this stuff, Waco, Texas, the Weaver murders. Any of this stuff. If I'm off a little bit, well, talk to me. Don't attack. Let's have a discourse. Anyway. So I get back to the wealthy families in this world. They are not good people, and that's the problem. They want control. They want our wealth. That's why all these agreements like NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement, or the TPP, the Trans Pacific Partnership, and others. There are lots of them. There are a lot of them that have been passed by Obama, by the way, and I'm gonna rail against that guy. You may love him. I'm gonna just absolutely lambaste that bastard because he needs to be lambasted. He's doing stuff behind my back, your back, everybody's backs, and yet he lies about it, and I'm the only one who seems. And again, I just said I'm the only one. I'm not the only one, but I am one of relatively few who get what's going on with him, what he's doing. He's a puppet for those at the top. This is where the problem begins. The people who have a lot of money and tell him what to do, and he does it. They tell David Cameron, the prime minister of Britain. They tell him what to do, and he does it. Pretty much any leader in the Western world is being told what to do by this power structure that I'm talking about. And they can push their power through money. I mean, if they came up to your house and said, "Hey, tell you what, we'll give you $10 billion if you keep your mouth shut that we just fucking killed your neighbors," you might be keep your mouth shut about their killing your neighbors. $10 billion is a lot of money. They came to you and said, "We will kill your whole family if you say anything about our killing your neighbors." You might think twice about saying something about their killing your neighbors. That's how the system works. So we do actually have this massively powerful system where there are people who have planned for a long, long time to make us have to do what they want us to do. They can kill us, they can enslave us, they can make us pretty much do anything they want us to do. That's the power structure. They have that much money. So if you have a difficulty thinking about that, just imagine somebody in, say, trying to think of the European country where they are, Switzerland, let's say where they are. Let's say that they're in Switzerland or Finland, whatever, one of these countries. And let's say they're worth trillions of dollars. And all of a sudden I'm John Lennon and I show up in New York City after the whole stint with the Beatles. And I start screaming about racism and activism and stopping war and Vietnam and all this stuff. And I'm sitting back and I'm thinking, we got to shut this guy the fuck up. I've got trillions of dollars. You're going to tell me I can't pay somebody, say, $250,000 to go kill Lenin? This is how it works. It's what happens. Do I believe John Lennon was murdered? Obviously he was, but I don't know that I believe he was murdered by David Chapman. I just don't believe that. There's word of a second shooter. Think about JFK, John F. Kennedy. We're told that he was shot by one person. I mean, how does that work? Guy's got bullet wounds that come from all different directions and stuff, and we're supposed to believe it was one shooter, Lee Harvey Oswald. I mean, come on. John Lennon was killed by two people, at least two. And I'll talk about that. I'll talk about research that's been done about that kind of thing. But the point overall I'm trying to make right now is that there is a power structure that not only has the wealth that they have, where they can go wherever they want. They can eat whatever they want. They can build underground bunkers. They can travel where they want. They can do whatever they want. They can think, do, and say at a freedom level, free thinking, free doing, free talking at a level that we can't, because they're the ones who then come to our politicians and say, you need to start getting rid of free speech. All the amendments, Constitution, Bill of Rights, get rid of it all. That's what they're doing right now. So they cruise around and say, oh, I don't think anybody ought to be able to speak their minds. But they're speaking their minds by telling us that we can't speak our minds. That is the type of power that these people have. And there can't be any type of apprehension from any of us to look at this and say, oh, that's not possible. Absolutely it is. It's happening now. It has happened for a long time, and it's going to happen through the rest of our eternities. This is the power structure. I'm going to get into a lot more about this. I mean, there's the what we call the Illuminati. There's the Club of Rome. There's the Group of 300. There's the Bilderbergs. You can name so many of them. The information's out there. The Freemasons. There's so many levels of power and control across the planet right now. And these are the people who have the money. These are the people who made a lot of money off all the wars that have ever been. Name a war. They were the bankers who funded the weaponry, the payments to the soldiers. They are the ones who paid for everything through loans. They're the bank owners. So think about Vietnam. From what I've read, that was one of the most profitable wars for the people. These people we're talking about, Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and them. They own the banks. Vietnam goes to these banks and says, hey, we're being invaded. We need money. Can you lend us money so we can build tanks and guns and ammo and bombs and airplanes and stuff? And these bastards, these Rockefellers, these Rothschilds, piece of pig shit, loan them the money. And then our military goes to the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and these people, these banks, and they say, hey, can we borrow money from you? We need bonds and ships and planes and soldiers and healthcare and all this stuff. Can we borrow money? And these bastards loan them money, and everybody's paying back these bastards with interest. And if you think about that, these freaks of nature, these bankers, Rothschilds and Rockefellers and others, do nothing but shuffle money around. There's nothing to what they do. They just say, okay, oh, geez, the U.S. just borrowed $10 billion today. Oh, the Vietnamese borrowed $5 billion. Oh, what fun. Let's tell them they have all this money, even though we don't print it or anything else. Let's just tell them, oh, yes, no problem. Here's credit. Here's a credit card. And then the Vietnamese and the U.S. go to some company that builds bombs and ships and this stuff, and they say, hey, we were told by the bank that we can buy all this stuff. And they get their tanks and their bombs and their planes and their soldiers and their ammo and their guns and their ships and everything else. And the bankers didn't have to do a fucking thing except say, yeah, oh yeah, go ahead, buy it. We don't care. It's like a credit card company. Think about it. Say, take American Express, whatever, any credit card company. They send you a card and they say, yeah, use that to go buy something. Do they actually back up what you just bought? You go out and buy a car. Let's say you could with an American Express card. I don't know if you can or not. I don't know how high limits go. But let's just say you bought a car with the American Express card you have in your wallet. Let's say it cost you $20,000. You go to the car dealership, you give them your fucking card, and they swipe it and say, "Oh, your credit's good." And then you drive off with a car, you stick your card back in your wallet, and you make payments to the bank plus interest that goes to the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds and these people who own the banks. It doesn't, it's all imaginary numbers. Think about that concept. You hand somebody a plastic card. They say, "Hey, it's okay. Yes, you can have this car." You drive away. You make payments on that credit card for the rest of your life, if you're lucky. They nail you at what? 20% interest, 10% interest, 29% interest, 30% interest, whatever it is. They, being the Rockefellers and Rothschilds, the people who own the banks, all the fucking banks, all the interest that gets paid toward mortgages, car loans, personal loans, student loans, anything where there's interest attached to it. That interest goes to these motherfuckers, and they don't do a fucking thing to earn it. And they keep gathering interest after interest after interest after fucking interest for years, tens of years, hundreds of years, thousands of years, tens of thousands of years. Can you imagine how much money these people have? Can you imagine this power structure? And it's not just how much money they have. Can you imagine the power they have to call you up and say, "Hey, Fred, we notice you're a day late on your credit card payment toward your car loan. We're about to raise your interest rate from 5% to 67%. What are you going to do about it?" And what are you going to do about it? If you can't make payment, they get to fuck you. I'll leave it at that. I wanted to say something else. This is the system that exists, and it gets much bigger. And lots of you are going to say, "Dan, we already know about this." Well, so do I, but it gets even more deep, and hopefully I will bring up things that lots of people don't know about. At least I hope that is the case. We have a very, very awful situation going on right now with a power structure that not only owns banks and makes money hand over fist every freaking day, has been for tens of thousands of years. These people are so insanely powerful. They're psychopathic. They're pedophiles. And I will talk about that, and I will prove that in my own mind to you folks. They do things we can't even fathom a human being could do. And it's not just that, but because of the power they have, they then are able to control what we think, do, and say. That's the problem. If they were just wealthy and they just went about and had boats and hotels and they were able to do their thing and enjoy themselves and whatever, we all pretty much could probably sit back and say, "No big deal." But then they build a matrix, which is what the movie The Matrix is about in large part, where they say, "We're going to make people think, do, and say what we want them to think, do, and say." And it gets deep. And I've spent years of my life, as of late especially, years going to work in the morning, 45-minute drive to and from work. I drive to and from work, 45 minutes. I drive around. I see farmland as far as I can see. I see all the things that I do. I see so few people, it's ridiculous. And I'm able to think about where I exist in this matrix. And I've been able to work myself out of it to a certain extent, but I understand how many people don't even have any idea the matrix exists. And it does, and it will, and it always has. The matrix sucks. And I'm going to get into an awful lot of detail about this stuff. Very small, example of what I'm talking about. Your television set and I can't talk about recent ones, but TVs initially through the years were designed to redraw themselves, if you will, 60 times a second. So any picture you were looking at watching TV would be redrawn 60 times every second. So that's what is required to give you full motion video from the standard TV from years ago. In that 60 times redrawn on the screen on TV is called 60 hertz. That just so happens to be exactly what your wall outlet power is, as far as what comes out of it. It's called 60 hertz as well. Computer screens were the same way, designed to go 60 hertz, 60 times redrawn per second. And what that does is it messes with your brain's ability to think, do, and say what it would normally do. It was designed to mess with your brain's exact redrawing number, if you will, 60 hertz. These systems were drawn, they were designed, they were implemented, they were put together, this whole thing was to fuck with our brains. So you sit there and you're watching television, read up on the reports. You don't have to believe me on this stuff, but here's one thing in particular I will tell you to look into. Research the TV is on your brain. Think about it. Think about how easily you could control people if you knew how many times to redraw a screen on your TV. It may not dawn on you that that's something that you would even think about doing, which is where I am. Why the fuck would you fuck with people? But that's not where these companies are, these big companies. They're so big. They make so much money. They don't give a shit about you. They don't give a shit about me. They don't care how healthy we are. They don't care how often we watch TV. They don't care about a fucking thing except how much money goes into their bank account. That's a fucked up concept. So here we live in this system of these elite, is what they like to call themselves, the Illuminati, the illuminated ones, is what they call themselves. They're not illuminated. They're fucking pieces of shit. But anyway, I digress. They have so much control over our media. They control what we think, do, and say in a lot of ways. They pretty much can control what toothpaste you use or what shampoo, or whether you believe in climate change, or whether you vaccinate your kids, or what kind of car you fucking drive, or what kind of bird you like, or what kind of pet you're going to have. They control everything that we think, do, and say. You can believe that or not. Please keep listening to my shows, because I'm going to talk about this stuff, because this stuff is more insane than you or I could even remotely try to comprehend. And yet, I'm finding myself being very close to figuring out exactly what this fucking matrix is. And I'm not only finding out what it is and how to get out of it myself, I'm starting to want to talk about it because I'm so fucking freaked out about what the fuck's happening to everything around us. That's what this whole radio program is about. It's going to be about my wanting to open people's minds like yours. If you're not open yet, I want to get your fucking mind out of the goddamn matrix. Every day of my life, I find myself thinking, doing, or saying something that I wouldn't normally think that I would think, do, or say. It's starting to get to the point where I'm very free getting outside the matrix. I don't know too many people who can walk around and say, yeah, well, I'm free. I'm removed from it all. Instead, I find people buy cars that they normally wouldn't buy. They do things they normally wouldn't do, and they say things they normally wouldn't say, or they judge people they normally wouldn't judge, and it goes on and on. Why does anybody fucking hate anybody? Why do people fucking hate each other? Why do whites hate people because they have black skin? What the fuck is that all about? It's because we're being told to fucking hate people who are shorter than we are, or different skin color, or gay, or lesbian, or whatever. What in the fuck goddamn matter does it make who I like, who I want to have sex with, or anything else? What does it matter if I have a higher degree than you do? Why does it matter if I'm taller than you are, or I'm shorter than you are? Why does it fucking matter? You know why it fucking matters? Because these motherfuckers at the top, and I don't consider them at the top, they're at the bottom. Power structure is what I'm going to call them mainly. These motherfuckers come along and they invade our TVs, our commercials, and they keep telling you these three-syllable fucking pills that you should take. Oh, you losing your hair? Here, take Betzepan. And then, oh, shit, you're losing your muscle mass? Here, take Blackabline. Then you don't like how your ass looks? Here, take Blackablock. You don't like your shoes? Take Blackablock. Not feeling very well? Take Blackablock. Depressed? Take Blackablock. You tired? Take Blackablock. It's all been designed, all of it, by these fucking people at the top who control the pharmaceutical companies. They control the educational systems now. They own the politics, the politicians, the governments of the world. They own the banks, the economies, the finances, everything. And we live in this fucking world of shit fucking people who control things. And we find ourselves miserable, and yet we don't understand why. Dan, why? Keep listening to my show, because I'm going to tell you more about the why. Hope you enjoyed what I'm talking about. My show's over. Have a great night. Did you hear the whole thing? You heard it? Cool. Huh? Yeah, it happens. It's probably just a matter of the Blog Talk Radio. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right, but you heard the whole thing. Cool. What? With what? Oh, I will, Kat, absolutely, right, well, that's cool, though, if you heard pretty much the whole thing, right, cool, I like doing this, Kat, thanks, hey, dude, get out of here, come on, get. I'll tell you what, kid, it's an outlet. It's fun. And I get to talk about things, and I can go from one point to another, connect dots, and then go back to what I was talking about initially, which I have a knack for. And it's fun. This is a really fun thing to do. And I'm going to piss off some people in time, because I'm going to start talking about things. People don't like me for tonight was a little more feisty.